Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Claire Vickery.
12 years ago, when I was transitioning from real estate, including designing very interesting small attached housing projects in South Florida, to owning a historic building and starting an art gallery, pop-up cafe, and a dance studio. The gallery name is Grace Cafe and Galleries, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale in the historic district. It helped that my mom and dad were artists, a painter and an architect, respectively. The engine that drove the gallery was the sale of art to the middle class. That was my dream. Most galleries tend to attract, obviously, people with a lot of disposable income. We would sell art to the middle class who were just starting to launch into collecting. And the rise of the outsider artist was happening right about that time. Outsider art tends to be three areas: the self-taught artist, the marginalized population art or craft, which would be marginalized because of economic or social or political reasons, and indigenous people or craft. So the outsider artist is a special place in the community's identity and culture. Purvis Young, for example, was a lifelong resident of Miami. He could have chosen to exhibit anywhere, and for him to come to the gallery in Broward County was an amazing thing for us. As a result of working with him in the Art Miami fairs and all of the other big highbrow occasions, he had a passion for working with the community and working with kids in particular. From his passion for working with kids, I actually started working with kids in the arts as well. And I also started to meet lots of other accomplished artists, those that are trained in the arts, who wanted to have a relationship with self-taught artists and also collaborate on projects in the community, especially with education and children that are not commonly gaining access to the arts. That actually created a series of festivals and outdoor-indoor workshops where we would work with not only Purvis Young, but self-taught dancers or dancers who were trained in ballet who would begin to experience a new career in painting, for example. This has happened over and over again and cross-pollinating between different outsider communities in the gallery space. There was this one woman who had been coming for milongas or the tango milongas, and she was fascinated with a piece of art. She was a physician, and she had previously only collected more traditional art. She referred a lovely woman who had no experience in the art world, whose mother was a self-taught outsider artist. She referred a woman whose mother was a self-taught artist. The mother had passed away a few years ago, and she had a collection of work that spanned decades of her second career from a musician and an award-winning prodigy musician to a painter. In her 40s, she began painting. So this woman's art collection, which had heretofore just been in a warehouse, lost to the rest of the world, now came alive in the gallery through the referral of yet another woman learning about outsider art. This woman that has passed away a few years ago, her daughter has worked for years with children with autism. So she has a passion for helping kids in the community. Her mother had similar disabilities, so her artwork was an ability for her to get beyond the musical talent she had and explore new areas through painting. And the works have taught me a lot about how art can also heal and transform the lives of family members who weren't able to understand their parents, for example, through their art while they were alive. But when they have gotten to look at a collection over time, they start to understand their parents and their relationship to their parents. And it's really amazing for me to see.
Claire Vickery with a story about creating a creative space in Broward County.
That's exactly right, Michael. And also creating a creative space in a life. You know, here's the thing about storytelling. It works on at least two different levels, as does all art. There is the literal, what you see is what you get. This is a person talking about a business in South Florida. But then there is more of a universal or a metaphorical level as well. And what I hear Claire's story is a story about outsiders becoming insiders. It's a story about transformation.
I never heard the term outside art. Is it much like folk art?
Actually, folk art is a subset of outsider art. I'm very aware of the term because I edited a book by Virginia Aronson years ago about outsider art. It has been around for decades.
It's just not as expensive as fine art.
It's just not usually as expensive. And I wouldn't even say it's not fine art necessarily. It depends how you define the term. Everything is about definition, right? Everything is about how much we value something.
What I enjoyed about her seemed like mission is to introduce new people. People who couldn't afford good art, introduce them to the art world.
Right. And that's where I get this idea of outsiders and insiders. First of all, she's talking about outsider art, which means people who are not considered part of the elite schooled artists and the art that they create as human beings with a right to create any kind of expression they want, symbolic expression that they want. But they are becoming now people whose work is hung in galleries, but also on other levels, people who might not normally be collectors are becoming collectors. They may not be able to get an original Gauguin or Picasso, but they can get some of this work that is also beautiful and meaningful to them. Then we have a person in real estate who comes into the arts. We have a musician who becomes a painter. We have a person who's a physician who becomes a collector. We have all kinds of ways in which people are transformed. And that's what life is all about, and that's what storytelling is all about.
I like the fact that she is following in the footsteps of her parents.
And I like the fact that she's located in the historic district. And we have something going on here with transmission among or between the generations. I mean, she had something to do with design, not only real estate, before she came into this gallery world. But her parents were artists. And she talked about how parents bring their children into the gallery and teach them about art and teach them about collecting. And there's this whole sense of the generations. One of the beauties of outsider art is that it encompasses more than just the humanities. It encompasses the social sciences as well. In other words, it's about building community, building a community of art collectors, of artists, bringing together the different arts. And it's not just simply, this is part of the, we use the word a lot in academia, the canon, C-A-N-O-N, the accepted works and the non-accepted work. The community creates art, enjoys art, passes art from generation to generation. So this is a very holistic experience that she's giving. And it's a story, as I said, that works on so many different levels.
Well, thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click on radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks so much, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next week.